News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We meet again. At this point on the second hour of the El Paso History Radio Show, we're going to talk about the El Paso History Alliance and the fact that Melissa Sargent has prepared a recorded piece about this and about the specific subject, Not just any subject, but her history moment today is about the last train ride from Columbus, New Mexico for some American soldiers in 1916.
Via Forces wreaks havoc. March 11, 1916, at a desolate military post along the U.S.-Mexican border, Captain S.W. Lutz, regimental chaplain standing in front of the post hospital, concludes services for seven fallen soldiers of the 13th Cavalry. Surviving troopers and two of the deceased soldiers' horses draped in black crepe escort the seven pine coffins west of the El Paso and Southwest train depot. They were accompanied by General Bertani, leader of Revolutionary President Carranza's forces. Bertani was sent to pay tribute to the victims of Pancho Villa's forces raid on Columbus, New Mexico, which occurred just 2 days earlier. The post band, many who had also been wounded in the raid, followed behind playing Chopin's funeral march. Rail passengers, unaware of the raid, watched as the heroes' coffins were loaded onto the train and the band played taps as the train slowly pulled away from the station and headed to El Paso for a ceremony fitting the brave men that they were. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I didn't know Bernie could play taps that well.
Yeah, he does really well. He used to play the trumpet.
Oh, there he is.
We still have the trumpet.
I bet that was him. Indeed, yeah. That was for the History Alliance, and you know they're on Facebook.
Yes, they are. A very big presence, over 40,000. Way over 40,000 now. I was over there. In fact, I post our radio shows on there. We get a lot of hits from that. So
sure do.
Yeah, but it's a good group. And if you're interested in joining and getting more information on it, give us a call at 915-581-7920, and you can talk to Bernie or me.
And also, there's Barbara Givenbaney out there doing stuff. What's she doing?
With it, you know, she's got that page out there, the Remember in El Paso When, which is a great, if you ever need a good source of pictures on El Paso, have you been over to that page yet, David?
Yeah, I've visited quite a lot of pages. I'm really amazed at how many pages on Facebook relate to this area's history.
It's wonderful. Pictures. Yeah. It gives you a real good idea what El Paso is all about. And she's got a helper. Well, she's got several helpers. And one we're kind of featuring today is Jim Carlton. He's one of the many people that helped put this information out there because you really do need the help. There's so much history and so many pictures. And it's a great place to go. Just get out there. Remember in El Paso When.
Good place to go. Also, just to let you know, we have our Facebook page up, El Paso History Radio Show. And there have been 3,920 people who have been reached by this picture of our guests today.
And I'm adding another one of them here in the studio soon.
3,920. That's a pretty good number for what we do.
That's right.
And also, how do we really, can we give a prize to somebody who answers the question on Facebook?
Yes. Well, I'm not always there. That's the problem.
Well, that's just it. I mean, nobody else
like
answered.
2 hours later, I'll be
you know
there.
What I'll look. Do? Let's pretend it was a phone call. We're going to take the answer because it's correct. Came in from Vince Sanchez. Read the second question. I'll play
second,
Vince. I'll
the be, second I'll question be Vince. Was, what is it? Where did it go? Where's my trivia
What
question?
Is the lovable historical figure?
The lovable historical figure that's going to be featured, and actually is in the museum now, but it will be featured in the 2018 exhibit about transportation in the El Paso Museum of History.
And Vince's answer was Mandy the Mule. And what do our judges say?
Absolutely correct.
Yay! So, hey, Vince, you win. Now, why don't we do this? Why don't we take Vince? We'll give him one of these Peppies.
There you go.
We'll put it in an envelope, Vince, and it'll be out here. But you know what, Vince? You're going to have to call up and actually give some information before we can actually do that. So, Evelyn, Vince is going to call you, we think, because we just had him win the prize. So if he does call you, then process it like it's a normal thing. But he answered it on Facebook, so there.
Right.
All right, moving to the history at hand, which is the History Museum of El Paso. And that's a big job because, as we've been talking, David Grabitsky is here, and we've been talking, it's a lot of history to cover. Tracy Jerome is here. She's your boss, right?
Absolutely.
Talk really good.
You have to act nice.
Yes.
Have to be nice. But anyway, so tell us what's coming, because you all have a lot of things on your plates.
Oh, yeah. There's always a lot in history to move forward. And I think one of the issues that that I run into, at least in my career, is people think of history as old, and it isn't. Current events are the cliffhangers of history. And so history starts today, and it works its way backwards. And I want to be able to tell the story of El Paso going all the way back to the first written records and so on up to current times.
Mm-hmm. And that's the History Museum. And the History Museum right now has an exhibit called A to Z.
Correct.
Explain that to us. If you were to walk in today, what would you learn?
Well, it goes into museology a little bit. Museology. It's the study of museums and how museums communicate and connect with the public. Our exhibits are one way that we do that. Oftentimes with history exhibits, you kind of get a chronological approach to it. So one thing happened today and something happened tomorrow and so on into the future. And with A to Z, it gives us a chance to produce an artifact-rich environment for the public to come out and see the stuff that has been collected, things that have been determined of historical significance that we're going to preserve forever.
This is a revisit of an exhibition. The A to Z was done a number of years ago, and it was an incredibly popular exhibition. And we have an incredibly rich permanent collection at the Museum of History mm-hmm. that isn't always celebrated. So we opened this exhibition prior to David's arrival, sort of as a revisit and A to Z 2.0. And the response has been incredible. People just absolutely love it. Because what you do is you go in and you get to experience artifacts, each identified by a letter A to Z.
What's A?
What's A?
A.
Used to be alligators.
Yeah. And that's the other nice thing about doing an A to Z exhibit is that
you can change the A out.
We do. We change that out frequently.
Mm-hmm. So we have Amigo Man.
Amigo Man, of course.
Oh, the Amigo Man.
The Amigo Man.
There you go.
We also have things like we have an artifact that's very important to us. We have Rosa Guerrera's, some articles of her clothing. Mm-hmm. We have Mandy.
She's not cold now, is she?
Huh?
She's not cold now.
No, she's no.
I'm just kidding.
No.
You have some of her dance outfits.
Yes, we do.
Do you have a little doll?
Yeah, we still have that as one of our education outreach pieces.
I know somebody who actually has a little doll of Rosa. She's our call screener today, Evelyn.
Oh, I love it.
You might want to borrow her doll to put it in with the Rosa stuff.
But I mean, on a serious note, I mean, what you can do when you go through, it is a walk down memory lane for people, but it's also, it's a connection point. And so, it's their conversation starters. So when you're looking at pieces of furniture, or you're looking at a chest that came in. When people came to El Paso, what they brought with them was really, really important to what was going to happen when they got here.
Yeah.
And this was something that we had conversations about, and David, I think, was inspired to move forward with this. And I'd like for him now to talk about kind of where this conversation's led, because he's got a new exhibition that he's going to be opening very soon
mm-hmm.
That sort of what came from these conversations.
Right. November 18th, we'll be opening What We Brought. And again, it's about the choices that we make. I recently had to go through this choice as well. You know,
Throw stuff out, ticket to El Paso.
And, you know, people bring, in general, three kinds of things with them. There's the essential stuff. I had to bring my razor and my toothbrush.
Maybe a comb.
You know, those sorts of things. Clothes would be helpful.
Rosa apparently has a lot of extra clothes. Yeah. Talk to her. Yeah.
Exactly. And so there'll be a whole group of those things present. We're just looking at the schematics for the entry point and you know, actually hauling stuff here. And so we'll have an army wagon and we'll have a tump line for those who brought things here in the prehistoric period, something that's worn across your forehead and holds a basket on your back,
mm-hmm.
Sandals that have been recovered, and so on. But still trying to figure out how to maybe fit my minivan in there or something.
Yeah. Loaded with kids, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but this has been happening, I mean, throughout our history here, yeah. when we're mm-hmm. talking about no matter how far back we go and no matter how diverse we all are, mm-hmm. as a race, as we came through, whether we came here by accident or by design, whether we planned to stay or pass through, we all have things that, you know, we talked about, you talk about the essentials. Something that I find fascinating when we were discussing this, you know, you have the essentials, then you also have
the skillful. So, you know, we all have hobbies and talents and things. Maybe you play the fiddle or you like to play baseball. So you bring your glove and bat with you because there's something that you're skillful at. It's how you, you know, recreate and pass the time. So we'll have a whole section dedicated to the skillful items that people have brought. And then on a third basis, things that don't fit in either of those tend to be heirlooms. I brought a number of things that have been handed down over the years. I've got a shoemaker's kit from the 1850s that an ancestor had that was passed to father to son, and then
sure.
from my grandfather to me. So does it do me any good? No. But
it's part of your history.
But it's part
of
my family history.
You need to keep it.
Well, you know, it's like the family Bible. Who's comfortable throwing out their family Bible, right? So people bring these things.
That, by the way, was just a noise on the desk. We were not hit by lightning or anything. It just sounds like it. When that gets into microphones. Just be careful how you think under the desk, okay? But David Grabitsky is here. He's the new museum director. Tracy Jerome, she is the existing, current, and reigning person in the Museum and Cultural right. Affairs Department. And you got a million things going on. And one of them is this new history museum. So what are your thoughts? I mean, you see things going on here.
No, it's very exciting actually because there's a real energy that's going on among all of the sites and among all of our activities. You know, again, having dedicated leadership in all three places now, really professional people that are committed to moving, you know, forward and delivering excellence to this community, which is what this community deserves at every level. Cooperating, collaborating together where it makes sense. Again, we have a lot of things coming up in the month of October, as I mentioned, with Tom Lee Month coming up. Across all three of the sites, you're going to be seeing a celebration of Tom Lee in various ways. If you go to the Archaeology Museum, there's a focus there. The Art Museum, and then, of course, history. We can't, you know, Tom Lee is such an integral part of who we are. There's always something right now with A to Z. His easel is on exhibition.
Oh, cool.
Which is, so, again, that's all happening. And we also have Chalk the Block coming the first weekend in October.
Yeah.
And what's great about Chalk the Block is, again, we have everything that's going on in the streets of the downtown, you know, temporary public art happening, food performance happening. And this is the 10th year for Chalk the Block. It's very exciting. But archaeology is coming down the mountain and they're going to be there. They're going to be leading all sorts of great activities for everyone to take part in. Art will be staying open late. There's going to be, they're going to have evening events and all sorts of events happening inside and outside the building. And of course, history and the digital wall is going to be there and is going to be open for everyone to come and experience. Again, this is a great opportunity for people that maybe don't necessarily come to the site at any other time of the year. You know, a lot of children, a lot of families. It's a multi-generational experience.
The Wall of Giants is going on still.
Mm-hmm. And all of this is happening, so people need to come and experience it.
On the Wall of Giants, is that going to stay annually, or are they going to change that every 6 months? I thought they were going to start changing that, weren't they?
Yeah, it'll be every 6 months, but there'll be something filled in between. So the current Wall of Giants First Steps will be closing in February 18th of the coming year.
So it was annually, now it's half a year?
Yeah, okay. It'll be a half a year thing, and then that'll be filled in with streetcars, and then next summer come by and help us celebrate the centennial of the Federal Reserve here. Yeah.
And can we get off a streetcar at your location at some point in the future?
You will be able to, which is going to be incredible.
Something both of you may not have been a part of, Melissa, you may have been here at the time, but the original History Museum of El Paso was nowhere near downtown.
No, huh?
And so we've come a long way, baby.
I was here when that used to be.
It was out on the highway at 375 and I-10. And you know why?
No.
Has that ever been explained to you?
No.
The mayor of El Paso at the time owned the property.
And he built the building.
And he built the building and said, here's a history museum.
Yep.
That's where he owned the property. The mayor of El Paso also convinced Texas Department of Transportation, the Army, and whoever else needed to be convinced to build the archaeology museum where it is.
Yeah.
And that was his idea. So we have had incredible leadership that took upon themselves out of their own pockets
to
make sure we had archaeology and history.
Well, it was a cavalry museum,
wasn't it? Yes, it was.
Initially.
He initially started as a cavalry museum and then switched it over. And when it reverted out of being a history museum, his family took it back.
And I believe that's where I first met Barbara Angus, was out at the cavalry museum.
I think she was out there. I saw her yesterday, and she's still going. Keep her wound up and going. She's one of your major players, but you know that.
Keep her cataloging.
Yeah, and as far as it goes with history, though, it's been a progression in El Paso that history is now becoming much more prominent. Mm-hmm. It's great to see the leadership that's now involved in this, because mm-hmm. it needs it. And you got a pretty decent building. The exhibits mm-hmm. are something you got to work with, but work on, obviously.
And David's working on that. I would like to say that we're very fortunate as well. When you talk about the community support, we have a newly established foundation board that's now supporting the Museum of History. They're a dedicated group of individuals that have come together to say, yes, this is important to us, and we're going to focus our energies on making sure that we're supporting the sustainability, because this is so important for our institutions. We need the public-private partnership. We were successful in securing a matching grant last year with the Hunt Family Foundation. Again, it was very generous support, and we're working very hard now with the foundation board to make sure that we are going to have a financially sustained and sustainable institution there. You know, I don't like to talk about dollars and cents, but I do like to say that as an organization across the board, Museums and Cultural Affairs, we are poor, but we are very proud. We work with a very, very small budget. Thank you to the citizens of El Paso. We are tax-based, supported, but we can't do it only on the budget that we have from the city. So we need all the private support that we have.
You'll
and
take
that
a
we
donation.
Get. And we will always take a donation, 100% tax deductible, which is a good thing. You know, a lot of people say, well, that doesn't really matter to me. But, you know, I want everyone to know that, you know, it is fiscally responsible to support these institutions.
Yeah. Let's throw some phone numbers and websites out there. We'll do that again at the end of the program. But so to get a hold of you all for that kind of purpose, the museum's phone number and address.
Yeah, so we're located at 510 North Santa Fe in downtown. We're right across the street from Southwest University Ballpark, where the Chihuahuas play. And you can find us online, history.elpasotexas.gov.
All right, we got to do trivia now. You ready? Oh, but Melissa, let's do this. We have a lot of PSAs to get in. Let's do the one about Concordia real quick.
Okay.
Because Concordia Cemetery is coming up with the Walkthrough History Day, October 21st, 11 to 3. Experienced storytellers dressed in period costume, relating early history, gunfights by Six Guns and Shady Ladies, tractor-drawn hayrides by Avila Farms and Cerner Ranch, living history exhibits, great fun for all ages. Fun in the cemetery, David.
That's right.
Have you seen that before in a big way?
Cemetery tours?
Yeah.
In a big way? Oh, yeah.
I think it's
very
popular.
Oh, you've not seen one like ours, though.
I think you may have started here. $5 to get in, discounts for military. Call up Patricia Kidney, 591-2326. And also Dia de los...
Yeah. Muertos.
Yes, Dia de los Muertos we have coming up, which will be October 28th, and that's a one-of-a-kind event in the cemetery here for El Paso. And we have vendors and all kinds of neat things, entertainment. It's a wonderful event that we have going on, Aztec dancers, vendors of all kinds of Dia de los Muertos items. And again, these are all fundraisers for Concordia Cemetery. We have no other way of raising money. We get some money from the county.
You can go gambling.
Yeah, we can go gambling. There you go. But yeah, it's sponsored by Concordia Heritage Association. The cost is, again, it's only $5 for adults, and there's discounts for military and students and seniors over 60, and children under 6 are free. And if you want more information, you can go to the ConcordiaCemetery.org website for information, or call 915-497-1126. But it's a great event, and the Walkthrough History, like I said, that's another thing. It's a really great event. It's a great history event. It's a great way to support, you know, again, these things that we do as volunteers. A
lot going on out there. Yeah. Okay, now trivia. We got the prizes coming up.
Trivia.
We got your basic peppies. We got another coupon.
Got
you got your DVDs. There's a whole bunch of them over there, the Smelter, the Ghost Stories. Gunfights of the Old West. And you're in half of these, so
yes,
there.
Yes.
But what are the questions? These should be gettable.
Yeah, these we should.
Is that an English,
we talked
is that
about
an English
these,
word?
Yes.
It should be gettable.
Yes. Okay. The first one is, before the current location of the El Paso Museum History downtown, where was the museum history located?
Oh, I just heard that.
We just talked about that.
I just
that.
Heard that.
That's right.
What a coincidence. And throw the other one out there.
And the other one is also, what exhibit at the museum changes every 6 months, and it features a person, place, or thing that made a positive impact on El Paso?
I know.
But
you got to call a number
call.
To get this,
that's
right?
That's right. Call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
A trip to Old Mesilla is the perfect representation of what you can experience when you take a ride with the Harley Owners Group, or as they're more often called, the Hogs. The next ride in our future will take you back over 100 years. As you walk through a town square that was once frequented by the outlaw Billy the Kid, you'll see a mission on one end and what used to be the post office on the other. The legendary La Posta is now a restaurant where tropical birds grace the lobby, and you can find some of the best dishes to be had in New Mexico. Old Mesilla is truly a treat for the senses. You can see, touch, taste, hear, and even smell the history all around you. And you'll ask yourself, why is that smell so unique? It's the smell you always experience when you're on your new Barnett Harley-Davidson. It's the smell of freedom. Your ride can begin when you click on BarnettHarley.com, because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Guess who was voted best place to buy a used car? I'll give you a hint. It's the second time in 3 years. Give up? The best of the border winner is Crawford Buick GMC Used Cars. Wow, thank you, El Paso, and why not? With over 100,000 satisfied customers for over 40 years, with the most complete selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury economy, and sports cars. And all from 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, and more. And with the top credit union and bank financing options just for you. Crawford Used Cars, Montana at Airway, CrawfordBuickGMC.com.
At this point, I kind of want to smash the TV. But instead, I went to iPlay.com and downloaded the app and play new and classic games on my computer for free. No sign up and no credit card required. Nothing like a good mystery to take me away, but I don't have time for a movie or a novel. So instead, I'm into the latest iPlay games in the Mystery Case Files Adventure Series. And when I need a classic, Agatha Christie murder mystery games hit the spot. I get my mystery fix and come away thinking more clearly. No Wi-Fi? No problem. With the free iPlay app, I can play my games offline and tune out.
I want to watch TV!
I'm so glad I went to iPlay.com and downloaded the app. It's my daily sanity restoration. I play every day.
Frigo, Frigo, Frigo. Know how to make it feel good.
Frigo means dry and cool in Latin, and that's exactly how you'll feel when you wear Frigo underwear. With ergonomic seams, moisture-wicking technology, and sports compression, Frigo is technical underwear designed for the ultimate performance and comfort. It's like having custom-made air-conditioned underwear. F-R-I-G-O spells Frigo. Buy yours now at iwearfrigo.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we've got trivia on the brain. We've got a caller on hold, but we've got a couple things to tell you real quick. Who's coming in here next week? This is going to be a bit different. We have some El Pasoans who have been or are now cameramen at the White House in Washington, D.C. And we're going to have three people total who have done that, two in the studio, one on the phone from D.C. And one guy was also a tech manager for ABC News, the guy who would go around the planet with a credit card and a pile of money and book whatever he needed for ABC News to go do, like, Cuba or a summit or whatever. And we're going to have the three people next week. One of them from El Paso is Gil Solorzano. Eastwood High graduate. Gil Solorzano will be on the phone from D.C. He is currently a cameraman for NBC News, and he was actually in the hurricanes the last 2 weeks, so we're going to hear from him. October 7, Archaeology Month. We got the history from the Archaeology Museum, Hour 1. We'll have Mr. Romney in here. Hour 2, El Paso Archaeological Society, and we're going to see what that's all about, going all the way back to Otis Altman. October 14th, Concordia Heritage, doing their annual walkthrough history. They will be here. October 21st, Ruben Escandon Jr., and he is Mr. Mount Cristo Rey. We'll hear all about all that history. What you got?
Well, I'm going to go back to the trivia questions because we moved the other one off that I was doing. So let's go back to trivia and take care of that.
Sure. Yeah, you had an announcement. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that one later. Okay, our trivia question was, before the current location of the Paso Museum of History, where was the museum located?
And do we have a no? This guy is named Sean. Sean, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Turn off your radio if you don't mind, and just listen on the phone only if you don't mind. You're going to get real confused if you don't. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it?
Are we losing Sean?
Is it off?
Yeah, go ahead. Sean, what's the question again? Ask me the question.
The question was, before the current location of the El Paso Museum of History, where was the Museum of History located?
It was located out on I-10, right around 375.
Yes, that is correct. And you knew that because you're a student of history or you listened to the show a few minutes earlier. Either way.
Actually, I went to the museum back in the late 70s when I was first stationed up at Holloman with the Air Force.
Okay, so you know this stuff.
He's
and
been
back
there.
And way originally, it was a cavalry museum. It turned into the El Paso Museum. All right, you got yourself a prize. Either pick a DVD or we'll get you some Pepe's food. What's your pleasure?
I think I'm going to go with the Pepe's food because I enjoy it.
It's good stuff, all right. Well, thank you kindly for playing there. You got yourself a Pepe's certificate coming to you. Evelyn Casari will be on the phone and tell you how to pick that up, all right? Hold on.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate that. Here we come.
He's one of the reenactors with Six Guns of Shady
Lady. Oh,
ladies.
A ringer
Sean.
Here.
Yeah, Sean
that's
and Linda.
Sean.
Yes, he dies quite well.
Okay, fair. And also, after now, let's give away these Mission Trail tickets. What do you see? You want to read that one real
yes,
quick?
Yes, I want to
read
that.
Read that
let
item.
Get to that one.
Because you need to plan on attending the Mission Trail fundraiser.
Oh, let
and
me
what
have
you
that
can
one.
Do there is get some. We're going to give two tickets to the first caller.
That's
just
right.
Give,
on the first caller, we get. Okay, what we would like you to do is plan on attending the El Paso Mission Trail annual fundraiser on Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m., and it's a presentation of A Spanish Night with Danza Españoles at La Cuerva Theater that's down on Socorro Road in Socorro, Texas. The cost is $30 per person on these tickets, but these we've got are for free. And the number is 915-851-9997 if you'd like to purchase them if you don't get this one today. And you can come to the... then also you've got with this, you've got the Border Archives. But
that's the second thing.
That's the second
October 7th are the tickets are right. For October 7th. And if you would like a free ticket, call Evelyn.
Call in, yes. Call here at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
First caller gets two tickets.
Two tickets.
$30 each.
And then on the 14th of October, you're going to have at the Border Archives. Oh, this is going to be really cool. I wish I could go to this. The Border Archives Bazaar, Saturday, October 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces. They're going to have available, you can see manuscripts, maps, publications, films, and more that highlight the unique history and culture of the area. A dozen institutions will participate and be there to discuss the history on display. Members of the Border Regional Archive Group, or BRAG, are dedicated to promoting the use of archival resources of our area, ensuring the preservation and accessibility of those historical documents. And it's a great group of people up there, and they're doing some wonderful things. I mean, between the county, their county people are doing some wonderful things.
UTIP's involved?
Yeah.
The History Museum is involved.
Up there?
We'll be there.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Stuff up there.
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize it was going to be from our area, too. That's super.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to go to this because
the Historical Society is going
involved. Yes, that is great. So I think everybody needs to get up there on this. And it's the Farm and Ranch Museum, which if you've never been there, is a great little museum. It's a fun place to go. It's a great family area. And this will be fun because they have some wonderful things going.
And back to your first announcement. We have two free tickets to the first caller, no strings attached. All you got to do is call us.
Of Spanish Night, A Danza Españolas at La Cuerva Theater at 10180 Socorro Road. That's going to be about $30 a person.
I'll give you two tickets if you call this number.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
A trip to Old Mesilla is the perfect representation of what you can experience when you take a ride with the Harley Owners Group, or as they're more often called, the Hogs. The next ride in our future will take you back over 100 years. As you walk through a town square that was once frequented by the outlaw Billy the Kid, you'll see a mission on one end and what used to be the post office on the other. The legendary La Posta is now a restaurant where tropical birds grace the lobby, and you can find some of the best dishes to be had in New Mexico. Old Mesilla is truly a treat for the senses. You can see, touch, taste, hear, and even smell the history all around you. And you'll ask yourself, why is that smell so unique? It's the smell you always experience when you're on your new Barnett Harley-Davidson. It's the smell of freedom. Your ride can begin when you click on BarnettHarley.com, because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Hi, this is Dave from the Foo Fighters.
iHeartRadio, music you should know from the Foo Fighters.
There's actually one song on the record that I thought sounded like a Foo Fighters song, so that was the one I thought we should cut. I don't think we should put this on. It sounds like the Foo Fighters.
Good company, you're like, no, we should keep talking. May want to be our third single.
Check out Foo Fighters' new album, Concrete and Gold, on iHeartRadio All Access. Sponsored by RCA Records.
Our sold-out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
iHeartRadio.
Two nights, one stage.
Let's go!
This weekend at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Watch it live on CWTV.com or the CW app. 8 p.m. tonight.
Capital One is the proud marquee partner of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. For more information on Capital One products and services, please visit CapitalOne.com today.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's time now to say what's only going on this week only in El Paso Week Only.
Charter schools are expanding into El Paso and how they intend to transform education.
Also, downtown redevelopment reaches new heights inside the latest projects. What's going on?
A Holocaust survivor and former El Pasoan tells her incredible story in a new memoir.
El Paso Week is online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
ABC 7 Extra, Sunday night. Newspapers in peril. Less advertising revenue, a shrinking subscriber base, and their impact on journalism in the borderland. Our guests include Bob Moore, former editor of the El Paso Times, not quite former, but almost former, associate professor from UTEP's communications department, Dr. Richard Pineda, and David Crowder from El Paso Inc.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
These patient people are still here, and they're named Dr. Grabitsky.
Yes.
And Miss Jerome, otherwise known as Tracy.
Hello.
Well, put that lady's mic on. We got to hear her because she's got stuff to say. And also, the idea is with a new Museum of History director, you've got now all three museums in El Paso system fully up to staff at the top, so to speak. Where are we going with all this? Because I think, frankly, El Paso has got a lot to do about history.
There's so much happening, and where we're going is we're moving forward and, again, committing, you know, as we have and continue to do, to committing, you know, to providing excellent programming to our communities. You know, one of the things that I'm really proud of in this community, and we are dedicated to this and committed to making sure that there's access to every single individual, whether they live here in El Paso or they're visitors to El Paso. There are no barriers to visiting our sites. We don't charge. We are funded through our municipal support and through the support of great volunteers and people who believe in us in the private sector. And we appreciate that because it's really, really important to make sure that access is for everyone. And, you know, one of the things that I want people to take away from today and everything we've talked about is our sites belong to this community. They are for everyone. You know, you don't have to wear something special to come into the museum. You don't have to be anyone except for someone who's interested. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are, how little or much that you know about the subject matter, you can come and learn something. Please do come and enjoy our sites. Come often. Our sites are open every day except for Mondays. We have late nights downtown on Thursdays, so the museums are open until 9. And that was another thing that we did with Museum of Archaeology. We wanted to bring that access point in line with our other museums. When I arrived, the museum wasn't open on Sundays at Archaeology, which to me seemed really crazy because Sundays are a great day to come out and experience both the you know the outdoors and the indoor experiences there. And so now we're open there on Sundays as well. So all the museums are open every day but Monday, and we are free of charge. There are opportunities for tours. We have great docents who help us and volunteers who help us across all of our sites. So please just let us know how we can make sure that you have a great experience in our sites because we want to know.
One way to become is become a volunteer.
Absolutely.
You'll learn a lot and you'll get to teach a lot. David Grabitsky, what's going on at the Museum of History now? We've talked about you've got the cathedral exhibit with the school as well as the church.
Correct.
What else?
Yeah, so definitely our main focus coming up has been with the church and the school. We've got a series of programs that are coming up in the future, some inventive ones that our education programmer helped develop and get out there. The one I'm kind of excited about is Speed Dating the Saints.
Say what?
Speed Dating the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, you got to come and find out, right?
Absolutely. You got to come and find out how that works. But it works kind of like a speed dating event, but you'll get to know 12 saints that have something to do with the city of El Paso.
Saints?
Yeah.
Name two of them.
Well, we got St. Patrick.
Okay.
That's right.
And
best one, the Irish one.
Yeah. for the cathedral that we have in our exhibit. And just a little bit ago, you mentioned a meeting that was going to be held at St. Timothy Lutheran Church.
Okay. So you're doing churches.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Doesn't El Paso have a saint? I can't remember.
We do. San Pedro Maldonado, who was ordained 100 years ago this coming January. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, a lot of people don't know that one. Yeah.
Martyred. In the Cristeros War, as I understand it.
Yes, and heavy duty stuff.
And, John Paul II made him a saint, I guess, about the year 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what in other rooms of the exhibits you have?
Well, we have the A to Z exhibit, an artifact-rich experience that we were talking about earlier, and then the Changing Pass upstairs, which is more of the chronology if you're seeking you know, a sense of the broad stroke of history, and then a deep look at the Secunda Barrio, And then our fifth one, which just got a 2-week extension so that it would be up during...
So hurry up and visit before it closes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the?
October 15th. And the exhibit is South of Paso Street, Broadway of the Southwest.
Oh, my. What do you think of that neighborhood? It's amazing, the history there.
It is amazing, yeah. And it's one of the things that attracted me during the interview process. The timing for my interview was changed a little bit, and it gave me the unprecedented opportunity to walk through the entire area of El Paso. I walked all the way out to the McGoffin home, State Historic Site, and on one end, and then to the wonderful Daniel Burnham designed depot on the other end.
Yeah.
And all the markers and so on. It's amazing how much history is packed into El Paso.
And David was able to, when he wrote a thank you note to me about the time that he spent with us, he was able to effectively integrate the term hubba hubba. When he was talking about...
He's not old enough to do that, is
well,
he?
Well, you know what? I was impressed. I have to tell you. He understands his history.
Well, tell me what your thoughts are on the McGoffin home. That's an unusual place.
Oh, I had a chance to tour that during my visit here. Went to college with the site manager at Fort Lancaster, which is about 4 hours east of here.
Do they have a new site manager there?
They have a new site manager there. Yeah. His name is Jefferson Spillman, part of the Texas Historical Commission's network of sites, as is the McGoffin Home. And the McGoffin Home actually has a brand new site manager as well.
Yeah, they just got a new person, yeah.
And his name is Jeff Harris. I've known him for quite a while. Worked together in different ways in the past.
So you're in a history club with these people already.
Oh, right.
This is good. Yeah. Well, the cell should be looked at, I think, as a unit. I mean, if you're going to present it to like a tourist or someone, look at the potentials you have here. And you got to go up into the west side, the Keystone Heritage Park,
yes,
and understand that history at some point. Now, I mean, that's the archaeology museum purview, perhaps. Because
we have an archaeological site there at the park. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of that. It's really fantastic. So other thoughts? I'm just curious, as the new kid, what are you thinking about when you see El Paso? What else has caught your attention?
Well, one of the things is, history is always a winnowing process, and we can regret what we lose sometimes, but that often comes home to roost in things like urban renewal, back in the 60s and 70s that really relaunched how we do history. And yet, you walk around downtown El Paso, and you've got one of the most unprecedented sets of mid-century modern buildings that's, absolutely dynamite. And probably the source of hubba hubba. I mean, it was great.
So when you figured out who Trost was, you knew that before you came to town, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about when you saw what you found here?
What a wonderful collection.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I haven't seen, a collection that tight and impact of, since my time in Winona, Minnesota, which, again, has a ton of things, but not like this.
This is,
for just one architect, this is amazing.
I've heard it described like the Beatles album, and the Beatles album has one type of genre music of every kind that they could think of, and they put it in one album. That's kind of what Trost did at the Plaza, around the San Jacinto Plaza. You look all around there, there's just all kinds of different architecture down there. And people who understand architecture just think this is fabulous stuff. Mm-hmm. People who don't understand architecture think, well, that was a JCPenney I went into as a kid. And that's all I knew about the building. But now it makes more sense to me to realize what's down there.
Well, and that's really the point of our work as a history museum is to increase legibility for the built environment around you and to be able to appreciate how things came to be so that you can draw from that and build an even better future.
What we might do, we're going to take one more break, but we might do when we come back, tell us what happened with the Star Wars toys. That's a fabulous story, and it seemed to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a Star Wars thing coming here.
Star Wars.
Call us if you need to, or Facebook us if you like.
At 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM, or go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month, and got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month.
Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-719-5887. It's 800-719-5887. 800-719-5887.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Roto-Rooter employee technicians are well-equipped to handle all your plumbing, drain cleaning, and water restoration needs. When a plumbing disaster strikes, our certified experts will arrive at a moment's notice. Roto-Rooter has been at it for 80-plus years, and their service guarantees let you know the job is done right. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO today or schedule service online at myrotorooter.com.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan, only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
Unless you grow your food yourself, how do you know where it comes from and what's been done to it? That's why we started Eat Real Certified. Our dietitians verify that the food you're buying is good for you and good for the planet. Make dining out easy and eat real. Look for us in your city and at eatreal.org.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan, only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
They say you shouldn't grocery shop when you're hungry, but for many El Paso children, being hungry is a way of life. Did you know that 1 in 4 El Paso children struggle with hunger? It's a terrible way of life that we want to change. iHeartRadio El Paso has joined forces with Albertsons and El Pasoans fighting hunger, and we hope you'll find it in your heart and wallet to help us provide 1 million meals to feed El Paso's hungry children. Please donate whatever you can when you check out at your El Paso Albertsons. Thank you. From Albertsons, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, and iHeartRadio El Paso.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We need to celebrate our mountains. This is the month.
That's right.
Next month is the month. I think there's some in November, but go to Celebration of Our Mountains. Google that on your search engine, and you will find all kinds of things. There's stuff going on everywhere. There's a beginner's hike on Monday, September 19th. They're doing stuff not just on weekends here. So take a look at that stuff if you want to get out in the mountains. And you can actually go out in the mountains even in your car in some places. So what do you got?
Well, I got Casas Grandes pottery and painted watercolors from the Tom Lee Collection. Now, this starts October 1st and runs through the 31st, and it's a Tom Lee Sr. acquired a collection of Casas Grandes pottery in the 1920s, which include polychromes and plainwares dating to the Casas Grandes Medio period. And according to accounts noted by artist Tom Lee, he created a catalog of 20 vessels with painted watercolors and text in 1928. And the El Paso Museum of Archaeology and the Tom Lee Institute are proud to present this exhibit of 10 ceramic vessels and their corresponding watercolors in honor of Tom Lee Month and the museum's ongoing Pacime and Casas Grandes cultural exhibition. So, yeah, it would be great for you to get out there. And on Sunday, October 29th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Museum of Archaeology is going to have this Tom Lee-inspired activities for all ages, including painting and plastic pottery making, okay, at 1 p.m.
How do you do that?
I'm not going to ask. And Director Jeff Romney will be giving a presentation on the Casas Grandes pottery. So there's going to be all kinds of neat things going on at the Archaeology Museum. It is Archaeology Month, so there's a lot. This is a wonderful time of the month to be out at the Archaeology Museum because you got the mountains. Everything's beautiful at this time of year.
It's gorgeous.
Wonderful weather. It's great. Go on out there.
Let's give away two more tickets.
Tickets to give away.
Read some of that. I'll read some of it. It's El Paso Mission Trail Association, a Spanish night, K-N-I-G-H-T. When is that? October 7th.
October 7th. They're going to have a silent auction. Nobody told me about that. There I didn't win last night, so I got to go to this one. I have to try that one. Let's see. It's going to be a silent auction to help raise money for the El Paso Michigan Trail Association. And it's going to be a wonderful event. They're going to have the dancers. I think they're going to dance about the Spanish night. I haven't gotten all the details, but it's going to be the La Cuerva Theater.
$30 donation. We'll give them to you. Two tickets.
Oh, for free.
Free. Call this number.
915. I was looking at this. 915. I know. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Evelyn, we put out a call just now. People, two more tickets to give
two
away. So throw them at them if they need them. Okay. We got the Mission Trail on the brain here, but we've also got now Major History, History Museum, Museum of Cultural Affairs. Last thoughts. We need to know, again, contact information. If they want to donate.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
We take both artifacts and monetary contributions to support history. So feel free to give us a call at 915-212-0230.
And that's a history museum.
What's involved in donating to an item to your museum? Does it have to be specifically of this area or...
Correct. It needs to reflect El Paso's history in multiple stories. That's the significance part of it. The other piece of it is its integrity, its completeness. And between those two things, our curators can take a look at it and determine how it fits our current collection and how it can help us move history forward by telling the stories that are important to El Paso.
Cool.
There's a lot of things that can be done. Now, let's talk about the digital wall briefly, because that's something people maybe don't understand.
Yeah, that was another big attraction for me to come here. It's one of three in the world. It's the only one in North America, and it has more than 13,000 digital objects on it that are photographs and illustrations and moving video as well as audio and so on. And so you really get a chance to come and explore a 360-degree view of El Paso in five 95-inch digital monitors on the outside of our building.
What do you like about it?
What I love about the digital wall is it's organic, so it's constantly and ever-growing. And whenever I speak about the digital wall, I always implore people to please consider becoming a part of it. It's really easy to go online. You open an account. It takes a very, very brief period of time. It's free of charge. And we want people to share their history because their personal history is our history. And the only way that the digital wall is going to continue to grow in the way that it should is if people are willing to take part. So you can upload your photos of your bar mitzvah, of your first communion, of your weddings. We want to see everything that's happening in this community, everything that has happened, and everything that's going on, because this makes our experience of our history richer.
And you don't have to be from here, that kind of history. This can be people that are new plants. Like, we've been here 30-some years. There's people who have been here, Fort Bliss, only here a short time, but they made their history
while
they were here and have gone on.
All this is part of the greater experience. And we really, really want everyone to be a part of that. Like I said, it's very easy to be, and we want that to continue to grow in the way that it should.
In our last minute here, you walk up to the wall and you punch a button. What happens? You touch the wall. What happens?
Well, you pull up all kinds of different things. You can fly through the cityscape and find a building that you're interested in, or a interesting image of someone. Perhaps they're dancing or playing baseball or any other kinds of activities.
And you can put your stuff up there, too.
You can take your own picture, and you can create a postcard to send to yourself. You can find out all of the stories behind these things.
It's outside. It's in the museum, but it's outside.
Yeah. It's within a pavilion. We have a beautiful piece of public art installed there, so the people, and which is a hugely photographed site. Everyone loves to come and have pictures taken there. But you don't have to cross the threshold into the museum proper. And it's completely intuitive. So if you're not sure, bring a child with you, and they'll show you what to do.
How to run this big computer.
Absolutely.
Well, Tracy Jerome, thank you for coming and joining us on the El Paso History Radio Show. Dr. David Grabitsky, appreciate you coming in, and thank you for coming. Actually, both of you, thank you for investing your time in El Paso, because I think it would be worthwhile for both of you. And Tracy, you've been here long enough. You know better. It's a good place.
I love this community, and thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, this is always fun to have you here. Melissa, we're going to do this again next week.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have the people in who actually run cameras at the White House.
That'll be fun.
Talk about news stories that have gone on up there. And Gil Sellers Honor is one of them, and he's from he went to Eastern High School.
That's true.
Interesting.
Two former news people.
Actually, I'm the third one.
That's right.
There will be three on the show here. We've all done camera at the White House. It's It's a different world up
yes.
there. And I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Oh, the just let me tell you that. People that don't stand in front of the camera, the people have to deal with the people on the
That's
other side
we
of the camera.
That's who we were. Anyway, ephistory.com for details about the radio show and for the podcast.
That's right.
I should get this on maybe by Monday night. We'll see how that goes. Again, thank you all for coming in. Let's go history. And Texas history begins in El Paso. Ha!
Aha.
There you go. See you next week.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Unless you grow your food yourself, how do you know where it comes from and what's been done to it? That's why we started Eat Real Certified. Our dietitians verify that the food you're buying is good for you and good for the planet. Make dining out easy and eat real. Look for us in your city and at eatreal.org.
My fellow Americans, the American family has always been the heart of our great nation. In homes across this country, families teach their children to work hard, to love each other, and to make the most of their talents in pursuit of their dreams. Yet for too long, American families have been hurt by Washington's policies that put the interests of other countries before the interests of our country. That's why in my administration, we are pursuing tax cuts and reform that create jobs in America for American workers, not foreign workers, but American workers. Here are my four principles for tax reform. First, we are going to make the tax code simple and fair so that families can spend more time with their children and less time wading through pages of paperwork. A staggering 94% of families use professional help to do